Police in the US state of Wisconsin have identified the man they believe ploughed into a Christmas parade, killing five people. The suspect had been involved in a domestic incident immediately before the tragedy unfolding. Many children are among those badly injured in the incident. Our North America correspondent is Barbara Miller. Barb, what do we know about the suspect in this case?
Police have named him Sabra's 39-year-old Darryl Brooks, a Milwaukee man. They didn't want to talk about any possible previous police record, but local media are reporting that he's faced a number of charges in recent times over domestic abuse incidents. What police have said was that they believe that he acted alone, or they're very, very confident he acted alone. This was not a terrorist incident. And they've said that immediately prior to this tragedy unfolding, where this vehicle ploughed into the Christmas parade in Waukesha, a town of around 70,000 near Milwaukee, Darryl Brooks was involved in a domestic incident. Let's just listen to Police Chief Dan Thompson talking about how the events unfolded.
We have information that the suspect prior to the incident was involved in a domestic disturbance, which was just minutes prior. And the suspect left that scene just prior to our arrival to the domestic disturbance. When the suspect was driving through into the crowd, one officer did discharge his firearm and fired shots at the suspect to stop the threat, but due to the amount of people, had to stop, did not fire any other additional shots.
Bob, what do we know about those killed and injured?
Well, five people killed, as we said, four women and one man. They range in age from 52 to 81. Now, a group called the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies had earlier said that some of its members who were taking part in the parade were among those affected. The ages of those named as the victims would suggest that perhaps they are part of this group, the Dancing Grannies group. We know that 48 people were injured. There's a couple of different accounts about how many kids are still in critical condition. We heard earlier from Children's Wisconsin, a pediatric hospital. They said that six of the children in their care were in critical condition. The police chief in his briefing said that two children were in critical condition, but definitely a significant number of young people among those still being cared for. And just one final note, Darryl Brooks is facing charges of first-degree intentional homicide, and police say more charges may follow as the investigation continues.
Barbara Miller there.